This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and like I do often, I changed the game plan for today's podcast, called a bit of an audible, based on feedback from something I posted on social media yesterday, which would be Monday. And after seeing the emails that it generated, primarily emails, a few people commented, but a lot of people sent me emails based on that post, I knew that I needed to jump in here, make an adjustment, and talk to you guys about the way we talk to ourselves, self-talk. For those of you that follow Primal Potential on Facebook or me, Elizabeth Benton, on Instagram, you may have seen the quote I posted yesterday. And I don't know where I heard it, but I was going through some older notebooks of mine and came across it and was like, oh, this is so good. Don't know where I heard it, but I did write it down. If you don't believe in affirmations, go into your child's bathroom and write, I am a loser, on their mirror. That was the quote that I shared on social media. Again, it was, if you don't believe in affirmations, go into your child's bathroom and write, I am a loser, on their mirror. And I included the disclaimer, even if you don't believe in affirmations, don't go write that on your kid's mirror. The point is, many people dismiss affirmations as that woo-woo stuff, right? And even if they believe in it a little bit, like, okay, yeah, the stuff I say to myself probably matters, they don't believe in it enough to actually do something about it and do something about it consistently. But if you ask that person if they would ever tell their child every single day that they're dumb, they would say, no, of course not. And if you ask that person if they would ever talk to a friend the way they talk to and about themselves, they would say, gosh, no. But they are not leveraging the power of the way they talk to and about themselves in their own lives. It's not a priority. Either they don't believe or they don't believe enough to really leverage it. And I shared in the VIP email that went out this past Sunday to everybody on that email list, free email list. You can jump on it over on the homepage at primalpotential.com, that I read the book that came out just about a week ago by Jen Sincero. It was a follow-up on the original book, You Are a Badass. This was You Are a Badass with Money or something along those lines. I'll link to it in the show notes. Now I need to make this episode explicit. But anyway, she wrote a new book. It came out last week, all about being better with money and bringing more wealth and abundance into your life. And it was funny as she gave an example kind of along these lines about how we wouldn't talk to a friend the way we talk to ourselves. She was saying, even when we think it's like humorous, and we say, oh, I'm an emotional eater, like I have a stressful day at work, and then before I know it, I've got a brick of cheese in my mouth. She was saying you would never go up to a friend and say, you're such an emotional eater. I mean, I know you like want to do well and everything, but as soon as something goes crazy, you like literally, I'll just look up at you and you're just shoving your face full of food. It's like you don't even know what's happening. It's like you don't even have any control. It wouldn't seem so light or funny or meaningless if you were saying it to a friend, or if a friend was saying it to you, like, hey, I don't know if you know this about yourself, but you're kind of stuck and you're not really very motivated and you'll talk a big game and you'll do good for a couple of days, but then you're just off the rails. While to you, it seems like you're describing it. If somebody said it to you, that would have an impact, right? That would hit home in a not so helpful and potentially pretty hurtful way. And yet most people dismiss affirmations. Criticism clouds your clarity. It goes back to the idea that I talked about in episode 404 about drama and stories and how we get so caught up in them that we can't see clearly what is in front of us to make a good decision. Because criticism from others, especially especially from ourselves, clouds our clarity. We're so quick to get offended if we even think somebody was thinking something negative about us, or if we think they meant something negative with a comment that they made. We don't want to let them off the hook for that. And yet we assault ourselves and insult ourselves on a regular basis with our negativity about our choices, about our patterns, about our habits, about our appearances, about our intentions. Criticism clouds your clarity. You get stuck in these negative beliefs about yourself, these negative statements, these destructive comments, thoughts, whether they're spoken or not, in your head or out loud, and they prevent you from seeing all you can do right now to make a change. And when we think about it that way, especially when we think that we would never say it to a child, or we would never say it to a friend, or if somebody used our own words about us on us, the things we think all the time, but if they said it to us, how hurtful it would be. When we think about it from that perspective, we begin to understand just how powerful words are when we're thinking about how we speak to others, how we speak to children. But we tend to do very little about it, even when we understand how much of an impact it can have. We still do very little about it, and with very little consistency. We just think, well, what matters is what I eat and my exercise, right? I just have to eat less, eat better, work out more, and everything will be fine. And I do not dispute that food and exercise are important. They are. They are very important. They drive results. But let's look at this. If food drives results, what drives your food choices? If consistency creates results, what drives consistency? Largely, it's our thoughts. It's our beliefs, right? Our thoughts drive our choices. And many times, our choices are happening at the subconscious level. We're just going through the motions because we're trying to get through the day and we're thinking about dinner or we're picking up the kids. And we are unconsciously making all of these choices driven, influenced in large part by the way we think, which is why we almost automatically turn to food when we're feeling emotional after telling ourselves that we're such an emotional eater. This is why, even when we want to continue to make progress, so many people give up after 3 great days because we've been telling ourselves this story for so long about how inconsistent we are, how we're good for a few days, but then we go off the rails. And here's something I want everybody to really think about and consider. Even if you continue to get results while trash-talking yourself all day, even if you do not step into the realm of thinking about and changing and improving the way you talk to and about yourself, even if you get results with all of that negativity, how do you feel when you lose the weight? If you were unhappy and lacking confidence before, you'll be unhappy and lacking confidence then. If you were obsessing about food before, you'll be obsessing about food afterwards, right? And you'll very likely put the weight back on, as so many people do, because you didn't change what drives the choices. You didn't change how you think about yourself. You didn't change how you think about food. So many people believe that if I could just lose the weight, everything would be better. No, losing weight means you weigh less, and that is it. It doesn't mean you're happy. Weight loss does not come with a side of confidence. It doesn't come with a side of happy. Weight loss is weight loss. Losing 30 pounds is losing 30 pounds. Losing 30 pounds isn't losing your bad attitude. Changing your attitude is losing the bad attitude, right? If you were unhappy before weight loss, just weight loss does not make you happy. It means you weigh less and nothing else unless you change those other things. And that begins with changing the way you think. It begins with those internal dialogues about I'm so unmotivated, or I'm stuck, or I'm gross, or I'm an emotional eater, or any other prescriptive comments and thoughts. Yes, they might be descriptive. They might be describing your pattern of behavior or how you feel. But in addition to being descriptive, as I tell my Fat Loss Fast Track clients, because we work hard on affirmations and I am coaching on that on a daily basis, yes, they are descriptive. They are describing something, but they are also prescriptive. They are prescribing them. So in response to that post that I put up about how if you don't believe in affirmations, walk into your kid's bathroom and write, "You are a loser," on their mirror, somebody commented and said, "I personally have such a problem with this. I even think about saying out loud to my daughters what I constantly repeat in my mind to myself, and I feel sick and horrified. Yet I can't seem to stop doing it." Read that as if it is a set of instructions to your brain, because it is. "I personally have such a problem with this." Yes, that is descriptive. It is also prescriptive. When you say, "I can't seem to stop doing it," yes, that is descriptive, but it is also prescriptive. The alternative is, "Today I will work at stopping it by redirecting or by coming up with an affirmation. Today I will make a change by dot, dot, dot," right? If you are more committed to the problem, "I can't stop. I have such a problem with this," without being attached to the solution, you cannot create change. The other part of this is we don't change our self-talk because we want to. We don't change our self-talk because we decide to. The decision isn't enough. The desire isn't enough. That won't change anything. We change through practice. So instead of being committed to the problem and saying, "I have a problem with this, I can't seem to change it," commit to practice. "Today, I will make a change here by doing this particular thing differently." And I will say, it is not about blowing smoke up your butt and telling yourself something that isn't true. If you are saying, "I'm gross, I'm awful," I'm not saying you wake up tomorrow and look in the mirror and say, "I'm beautiful and I'm fit and everybody loves me." That is one option, but it's only a good option if you believe it. And there are three different ways to redirect, because that is what it comes down to. People will say, "I can't stop the negative thoughts." I'm not suggesting you stop them. I am suggesting you respond to them instead of continuing to fuel them with more thought and more attention. You redirect them. And I have found in working with clients, especially in the Fat Loss Fast Track, there are three options for redirection: neutral redirection, empowering redirection, and positive redirection. So the "I'm fit and lean and beautiful and everybody loves me," that would be positive redirection, okay? But it only works if you believe it. Let's start with neutral redirection. You walk past a mirror and you think, "Oh my gosh, I look awful," right? Neutral redirection is, "All right, what am I doing right now?" And redirecting to, if you were walking to get food out of the oven, you're thinking, "All right, I'm going to grab a pot holder. I'm going to get it out of the oven. I'm going to turn the oven off." You're redirecting the pattern of thought to something neutral, right? If you're at work and you start going down that negativity, you just neutrally redirect to, "What am I working on right now? That is where my attention and my focus needs to be." Neutral redirection. You're not saying, "I'm never going to think this thought again," and you're not pumping it full of positive things that you may or may not believe in. You're just redirecting away from the destructive thoughts to where your attention needs to be now. A lot of times I'll find my mind wandering when I'm driving, and if it wanders to something negative, something not constructive or helpful or empowering, I'll just neutrally redirect to the road. And that's a great thing to pay attention to since I'm driving, right? And I'll notice the weather, and I'll notice the cars near me, and I'll notice my speed and how much gas I have in my tank. That is a neutral redirection. An alternative to that is an empowering redirection. So if your thought process is you catch yourself thinking, "I'm so fat, I'm so gross," and you don't want to say, "Well, you know, I'm beautiful and I'm healthy and I'm strong," that doesn't feel right in the moment. An empowering redirection is, "I'm in control of my choices. I'm on my own side and I refuse to talk down about myself," right? So you don't have to necessarily go to something positive. Maybe you want something a little bit more helpful than a neutral redirection in that moment. An empowering redirection is just saying, well, I can create a change today. Or I refuse to talk down to myself. I'm not going to do that. Very much along the lines of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Reminding yourself, I'm on my own side, so I will not speak negatively about myself anymore. That is an empowering redirection. A positive redirection, using that same example of your thinking, I'm fat, I'm gross, I'm this, I'm that, you might say, I'm a hard worker. I'm resourceful, I'm kind, I've got great hair. I have a beautiful smile. I have strong legs. I'm healthy. I have children that love me, right? A positive redirection. It doesn't even have to be about the thing you are criticizing. I think it can be helpful when you're ready for that, for it to be about that. But I don't want anybody to not do this because they think, I just can't stop thinking the negative thoughts. Redirect them. And commit to practice and understand that every moment of negativity you find yourself in is a chance to practice that redirection. And the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. For me personally, I'm still practicing, right? My legs, perfect example. My legs are big. My sister is much taller than me. She has very different bone structure. Her legs are long and lean. Mine are not. They are short, they are big, they are muscular. And it used to be something that almost every time I would look in the mirror, I was negative about. And I can still catch myself in those moments. But now, at a minimum, I'll say, I do not talk down about myself. I refuse to, right? At a maximum, I'm strong. And I want to be confident. And part of being confident is not speaking ill against myself. So if I want to work on confidence, what do I have to be confident about? I'm an athlete. I'm strong. I'm happy. I'm taking care of myself, right? I've got a great butt. I don't need to be a peanut to be beautiful and confident. And I'm grateful for how dang strong my legs are. So beginning, maybe you just do a neutral redirection. You catch yourself in that negativity. You catch yourself thinking or saying something ugly about yourself. And you neutrally redirect to, what do I need to do right now? Okay, I need to empty the dishwasher. I need to put the kids in bed. I'm going to put my full attention there instead of having this sideshow of negativity. An empowering redirection is just, I'm in control. Or I'm on my own side. I can create whatever I want for my health, for my finances, for my body. So what can I do about it today? What's the next best choice I can make? That is an empowering redirection. And lastly, that positive redirection can be about the thing you feel bad about, or it can be about anything at all. What's great? What's wonderful? What's awesome? What do you love about yourself or your life? Your job, your family? What do you love? What's good? And practice those redirections every single day as often as possible. I want to wrap up by reminding you guys of the cheat sheet that I created. I've been getting lots of questions about my go-to products through Thrive Market because I've been talking about the savings there. I created that cheat sheet for you of the products that I most regularly buy from Thrive Market. You can get it at primalpotential.com/thrive. And to check them out, just go to thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, and you will also save an additional 25% on your first order, get free shipping on that first order, and get a free 30-day trial membership. One of my clients emailed me and was like, oh, I can't thank you enough for the Thrive Market info. She joined 30 days-ish ago and has saved over $200 so far. She said, that's crazy. Not only have I tried lots of new things that I love, though she's still finding the black charcoal toothpaste that I talked about kind of freaky, but she said things that she was already using are much cheaper. And she said she's already received $25 for having someone sign up from her link, which is so cool. So check out that cheat sheet, primalpotential.com/thrive. You can see it, you can download it, or just check out what products you are currently using that you could potentially save on by going to thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.